Please Advise, a Duthsell story by Spuffy Duds, read by Andy. It's all my fault, of course, a voice says. Fraser groans and pulls his head out from under the pillow, and yes, it's his father. If I'd been around more, I'd have trained you out of moping and sulking, he says. This is neither, and you're not helping, Fraser says. It's all about that incident in the back passageway, isn't it? What? You were watching? Lord, no. Couldn't pay me enough. But it's not as if I'm the only one around, you know. Turnbull's great aunt Lavinia, I beg you not to finish that sentence. Fine. I'm told that your Yank kissed you. Fraser shivers because, yes, Raid pushed him up against the door to the consulate kitchen, taking the tray of canapes out of his hand. Yes. Well, I guess you're due for a period of mourning. But hurry it up, his father says, and Fraser's suddenly enraged. There's no mourning required. Nothing is over. Ray and I will still be friends, partners. I just have to work out how to say no. Not what I meant, son. Lavinia, I am informed that you briefly responded. Yes, Fraser whispers. That what you thought you'd do? No. There you go. If you don't do what you thought you'd do, then you're not who you thought you were, are you? I what? Bury who you thought you were, son. Mourn it, but do it fast, before the Yank puts in his transfer papers. Welsh's grandfather tells me. Begging you. Fine. Just hurry and stop moping. And he's gone. Fraser lies on his cot a while longer, watching the sunset shadows move across the ceiling, thinking. Then rolls over and says to Deeth, bury it, mourn it, stick it in a box marked done, and smiles a little and starts putting on his boots. The end.